This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. On our homepage right there, we have a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline we have is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Today, a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mr. Kurt Rogers. And Kurt joins us in studio today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
I want to give a shout out to all those firemen in the state.
Wow.
And okay. All those that helped in fires. I mean, we knew it was coming, but for what they go through, I just want to say thank you, gentlemen. I don't live in some of them areas that mm-hmm. they are, but it was amazing what they did and the battle that they had to fight.
On July 3rd, we did a show with South Metro Fire Chief.
Yes, we do.
Bob Baker.
Bob Baker.
Yeah. And
right. Christine.
And Christine, yeah. And, you know, these guys and gals, they don't fight the fires for 10, 12 hours and go check in at a Westin.
We talked right? about that.
They get back off the fire line, got a bed roll, lay down 4 or 5 hours, get back after it.
They just find a rock Weeks. Or something to lay down, yeah. and that's it.
So, wow, yeah. Tough job.
That's a very tough job. And, you know, everybody thanks them, but they really, that it's just wonderful that they have the heart to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say thanks.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. Well, our special guest today, Mr. Greg Lackey. Greg's with us every couple of months. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great to see you.
You too.
And so, Kurt, real quick before we get to Greg and talk some things about insurance, how's the mortgage world?
Actually, the mortgage world is pretty stable right now. What we're seeing, rates are staying pretty stable, but what we're seeing is folks that, with the equity going up in their homes, they're starting to look at paying off debt, whether it's credit card debt, especially, you know, when you start seeing the rates move, they're not so much moving in mortgages, but they are moving in credit card debt. So you're starting to see 12 and 16 and 18%. One of the surveys I read the other day that the average family has $16,000 in credit card debt. Well, if that rate keeps going up, that payment keeps going up, mm-hmm. so you're not able to get ahead of the game. So we're seeing lots of people now that are refinancing and paying that off. And what they're learning is in the refinance, they don't have to extend the term. So let's say you've paid on your home for, let's say, 4 to 6 years. You can refinance it at 24 years and still lower your payment and still get a great rate. So you're not extending the term and saving the money, and you're not stuck with those rates that are going to keep going up or paying off car loans or stuff like that.
Right.
So we're seeing a lot of that kind of movement, and then other people are saying, okay, now's the time, summertime, you know, let's redo the kitchen. Let's upgrade the house. Let's fix our bathrooms. Let's finish our basement. Let's add a deck.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that is starting to happen, and we're going to get in with Greg, all the things that are happening with the insurance, what it's doing to our homes and cars, sure. but that's what these folks are doing. We're seeing a lot of that now.
720-895-0500 is the number for Kurt and his crew there. And again, I just simply say your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. They can help you out. Kurt and his team are very open to spending the necessary time with you to make sure they find you the right loan. So, well, Greg, I mean, man, pick an industry that's boring and nothing ever going on, insurance, you know, and healthcare. Wow. if you look from the first of the year when you were with us, you know, and you've been with us a couple times since, but now here well into summer, any hope for rates going down anytime soon?
I don't know if they're going to go down. In fact, just recently here, as of, I think it was Friday, the insurers had up until then to request what rate increases, you know, they were wanting for come November. And so article in the Denver Post, and, you know, it's pretty well been advertised that they're looking really at the lowest increase that the ACA has seen.
Mm.
So, you know, that's the good news. I mean, right. the bad news is the rates are still high. So sure. It's kind of, you know, it's a little bit catch 22, but it does seem to have stabilized.
What, in your opinion, might be causing that? Is it not enough competition, and there's maybe one or two companies that run it all. What's causing the rates not to move up as much as they have in the past? Because, you know, we've been hitting this 12 and 15 and 18% of a year. Now, all of a sudden, it's what, 5.9?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple factors. You know, one being, obviously, when you give an insurance company, you know, enough history into something, you know, their bean counters get pretty good at determining rates.
Fine-tuning.
So,
it.
You know, there's enough history now with the ACA that they're starting to predict, okay, this is what we're going to need in premium in order to, you know, offset loss. So I think that's one. I think the second thing is, you know, if you look at the bronze plans, and again, you know, you've got the option of bronze, silver, gold, obviously gold being a plan with the most benefits, bronze being the least. The bronze plans in the state, you know, probably under 1% increase, you know, but with that said, bronze plans don't cover much up until you hit, you know, maybe $5,000,
$6,000. I was going to say the deductibles are going to get to you.
Right. So you know, the insurance companies aren't having to put out a lot of money because, again, the insured is taking on a lot of that cost prior to ever hitting a deductible or prior to hitting where the insurance companies, you know, have to fork out dollars.
We've had this conversation before about having a high deductible or a low deductible. And I, until after talking to you, had the belief that the lower the deductible, the better it was for me. And actually, that's not the case. Because with a higher deductible, I start to participate more.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it kind of depends on how you use, you know, your health insurance.
Right, right.
Is probably, that's where, you know, the answer might lie. But, you know, for most people, they, you know, that insurance, if they don't have some sort of you know, I don't want to say disease, but if they're not going.
Continuing illness.
Yeah, continuing illness is a good choice there. You're really. You're forwarding dollars to the insurance company that you might not use.
Right.
So then you ask yourself the question, would I be better off saving those dollars
for my deductible?
For my deductible and sticking into, you know, a tax, like in a health savings account, you know, sticking those dollars in there and you taking that money and saving it for, you know, a possible expense in the future.
Well, what it's done for my wife and I, when we were having those high deductibles, we would, when somebody, the doctor would say we need some, we're going to shop. We're going to, okay, the medicine we're getting. What are we doing? Where's the best place to get this exam or to have this MRI? So we start paying attention more to not just the service. And we've talked again about healthcare and health insurance are two
right.
different things. So we became more participants in what we were doing.
If we were looking to, you know, resolve the rising cost of care or, you know, bills that people see from, you know, the providers, I don't think there's without any question that we would be better off if we moved everything to individual plans. Because then you become, you know, everybody becomes more of a consumer.
You're the owner.
Right. And there's a pretty good article in the Wall Street Journal here recently that suggested the same thing, that it's really the only true way of being able to combat, you know, the rising inflation we're seeing in medical cost. Because the problem right now is everything is so, you know, everybody, a lot of people get their, you know, their insurance through work, through
right.
a group plan, without really understanding, you know, how much money that's costing an employer or how much money, you know, is being spent. So they're only worried about what their costs are and not necessarily what the big picture is. So they might not necessarily use their health care as wisely as if they were the owner of it.
That's right. When it's free, you just use it
yeah,
all the
you,
time.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, you go to the emergency room or, you know, you go to these clinics that, you know, these stand-free clinics that we're seeing or ERs that people have, you know, gotten some bills. It's like, whoa, wait a second, I didn't realize that. You know, again, if you own it, you become a little bit more educated, you know, on the subject than if you're just renting.
You know, you talk about prescriptions
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I had someone last week, I learned. They went to the doctor. The pill the doctor wanted them to take for an infection was like $360, and they needed to take 12 each, and they needed to take about 12 of them. Or you can order them through Canada and get a dozen of them for like $180.
Okay.
How in the world?
Well, again, if
that happened here, and
yeah, again,
us
I get
being tripled.
I get back to if you own that insurance plan, you probably would use Canada.
Yeah.
You know, where some people go, I don't care. You know, I don't. Someone else is paying it. So, if you introduce that type of competition into the market, then obviously someone in the U.S. is going to go, well, wait a second, we're not making any money here. People, they're selling them in Canada, you know. So that's when you can create competition in the market. And if everyone is an owner of their health plan, then, you know,
you're going to pay attention.
You're going to pay more attention to it. Now, do I think that this is feasible, that everyone becomes an owner of their insurance plan? Probably not.
Right.
Because we're just so... You know, mentally, we're so in tune with our insurance coming through our work that you'd have to change a lot of human behavior. And I don't know how possible that really is.
We hear a lot about these different MediShare type programs. And we've talked about them a few times. But what some of my friends tell me, they go, hey, look, you know, I'm fairly healthy, even in their early 60s, not on really any kind of medication. A plan would have cost them $700 and something bucks a month with a $6,500 deductible, and this MediShare thing has worked out for a few people that I know. So what are some of the pros and cons of these type programs, these MediShare?
Well, I think you're going to see more and more of them introduced. I mean, you know, one of the things that the Trump administration has done is, you know, they've gotten rid of the mandate. So I know, like, for example, in Iowa, you know, I think Farm Bureau is coming out with their own health plan. So, you know, those are going to be attractive. Now, those plans are also going to be medically underwritten, which means if you have a pre-existing condition, doesn't mean you're not eligible. It just means there might be waiting periods prior to eligibility on whatever condition you might have. And that's one of the cons with you know, MediShare or again, some of these newer plans we're seeing. The pro is, obviously, that when you allow an insurance company to do their job, they can... They can provide a product that might be...
What a concept.
Yeah.
Right. I have MediShare, and I believe Greg does too. And what I've learned through that is, with what he talked about with deductible, I pay attention to the doctor I go to. I ask the questions. I shop for different things. I mean, my fee was $832 until I went to MediShare, and I'm now at $290. I have less deductible, and I have coverage. But I have to pay attention. They expect me to be a little bit accountable on what I'm doing, and they will give me advice, and I'm to follow it. Well, I'm an adult. I can figure that one out. If I'm saving myself, you know, $600 a month, that's a pretty simple little process.
Sure. It's like paying yourself to be accountable.
Well, $600 a month pays my deductible for a year, so I think it's a great program. And the Farm Bureau thing you talked about in Ohio, I'm also reading those articles where more people are doing that. And I think over the long haul, and we might get into that in the second segment, the more people are going to be going to it, so that means the healthcare program is going to kind of get overflowed percentage-wise with more people that are sick, which could drive those prices up. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you allow the free market to work, I mean, people find options. Companies come up with ideas. I mean, this isn't a novel concept. I mean, it's just, you know, the way things have always worked. And you know, like MediShare. Now, MediShare has been in business since 1993.
Long time.
You know, so it's not something that's new. They were able to gain the religious exemption prior to the ACA. So if you had a MediShare plan, even then, you were not subject to the mandate.
Right.
Again, and, you know, the other thing, too, about MediShare that I like is, you know, it's a PPO network. The second thing is, too, is you're traveling in Arizona, you're traveling in other states, it's everywhere. So you're not worried about as narrow of a network as you might have, say, with a Kaiser or a Bright Health or any of these companies. So it really sets up well for, you know, someone who's looking for the way insurance plans used to be written, and as I've explained to people with MediShare, that's really what it is. It's kind of how things were done before. Now, again, there are some things within their contract that people have to agree to as far as the religious part of that goes, but again, that's a little bit you know, it's not cut and dry, but
there's several companies like MediShare, though.
But yeah,
well, not several, but there's a couple.
Yeah, there's six or seven actually religious affiliated, and you can't call them insurance companies.
No,
that's one of the things.
So right on the card.
Yeah, their language is different, but the reality of it is they seem to be working really well, and they're providing care at a cost that people can afford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real quick before our break, do you see anything maybe coming in the next few years where there's just more of a transparency of pricing with healthcare? Like you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, where, I mean, you know, because it is so weird. You can ask, I mean, it depends on the insurance. If you want to pay cash, they almost will not tell you anything till after your visit of how much it's going to cost.
I think a little bit of that is just due to how care is provided. I mean, it sounds, you know, like, okay, we should be able to do this. I'm going in to get a hip replacement. I should know what that cost is. And, you know, to a certain point, they can tell you, okay, you know, this thing's going to cost X amount of dollars. But the reality of it is, when you go into surgery, what if something changes during that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then all of a sudden, you know, there's complications, or, you know, there's something that's a little bit different. And that's, that, you know, I was on the medical device side, as we've talked about before, so I was in surgery, seeing in the ORs and so forth, and you really begin to understand what goes on. You know, I mean, it's not as simple as people think.
Yeah.
And the body is, your body might react differently and so forth. So to get back to your question about transparency, you know, what is that cost? It could change,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending upon what happens.
Right. One complication.
One complication, and all of a sudden we got a whole different, you know, numbers. And when I say numbers, I'm talking about bills and expenses that we're trying to figure out.
Wow. You're listening to Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. Greg Lackey is with us. Kurt Rogers, if you've got any questions or comments about health care, we'd love your calls. 303-477-5600.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Greg Lackey is with us today and talking a little bit about insurance. Greg with Accelerated Insurance Group. And let's talk about this for just one second here. When we talk about all the different plans that are out there, are we seeing a not only a shrinkage in companies because some have left, but also a shrinkage in just available plans for each one? Because I mean, they used to have just tons of them, didn't they? And now we're seeing those shrink.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the other thing we're seeing shrink too is networks. You know, that's one of the other things too that, you know, getting back to that debate about, you know, individual versus group and so forth, is the insurance companies can, you know, they can control costs a lot better if that network is, you know, I don't want to say small, but contained. And so they know that, you know, if you use this network, what they can expect in cost.
They know what their risk is.
Exactly. And so, yeah, the insurance companies have gotten to where there's a few really, you know, options. Like, for example, in the bronze plan here in Colorado with any of the insurance carriers, you know, your options are really going to be a health savings account, or, you know, you can go towards a copay plan. But that copay plan most likely is going to be limited on visits to the doctor. So they might say, hey, we'll allow you, you know, two visits to the doctor. We're not going to cover, you know, scripts. You know, it's just so bare bones that's why I always say, why not just use a health savings account? Because you're going to pay that bill anyway. So why not just pay that bill through your health savings account and get a little bit of a deduction, which will offset a little bit of that expense.
And most people pick our plan because of the doctor that we've been with and all. But what you have to understand is a doctor at any time, and you correct me if I'm wrong, can quit taking your insurance at any point. So it's almost like, do you sit down with people and say, hey, look, pick your doctor, but have a plan B.
You know, have an alternate.
Find a couple of doctors in there because, I mean, a lot of us feel comfortable with that guy, man, you've seen or gal that you've seen for a number of years.
You know, Scott, I think one of the things that, you know, that we do within our agency with all the insurance we sell is we really try to educate. Is what we do. We don't really try to sit down and say pick this or pick that or so forth. You know, we work as an independent, so I really try to educate and explain to people that, listen, if you're basing this decision off of a doctor, please understand how this could work, and that doctor might not be in network in 6 months. So as you make these decisions, I try to give that client as much information as possible so they can say, okay, this is important to me, and maybe this isn't as important. You know, maybe the facility becomes more important based on the fact maybe that doctor won't be in that facility, but within that facility there's another, you know, other doctors that will meet their satisfaction. So, again, try to educate, you know, people, whether it's health savings accounts or copay plans. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Sure.
My job is to educate and get you the product that you're comfortable with.
That brings up my question. What's the difference between an independent broker and a captive broker, one that works specifically for one company?
Well, again, you know, both are good. I mean, you know, there's captive. When you say captive, you know, in particular on the home and auto and commercial side, you know, you're talking about someone who works just for one company.
Right.
That's all they represent. An independent represents many companies. And so really what we do as an independent, and we pride ourselves on being an independent, is we really take the information that, you know, or the problem you're trying to solve, and go out there amongst all the not all the insurance companies, but a lot more of the insurance companies to see if we can come up with a solution. On the health side, we all work as an independent on that side, in the individual market. We're also on the group side of health insurance. So, and we represent United Healthcare, Blue Cross, Kaiser, most of the major plans, and so forth. So again, as an independent, our job becomes more: how do we educate our customers? How do we find a solution for what it is they're trying to resolve? And we just don't have a dog in the fight when it gets right down to it. Mm-hmm.
One of the things we had talked about in the past, and I found it was an alarming number, is how many people don't shop for homeowners insurance and don't shop for car insurance. It's just those numbers are just crazy. What is it, 56% of the people, over half the people, don't shop when they're looking for home insurance?
People get complacent, without really understanding, that they have dollars that are getting transferred to an insurance company, and I always say either unnecessarily or unknowingly. There's no loyalty in this business. There's this thought out there that, well, if I stay with someone, they're going to continue to take care of me. And I mean, gosh, look no further than the communications business. TV.
Sure.
You've got to move around. And for us, it's very simple. You can either give us a call or go to insureaig.com. Insureaig.com. You can do a quote right there. Or just give us a call, and we'll take what it is you currently have, and we'll just match it. And if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, fine. But it's really 5 minutes of your time to figure out, hey, I might be able to save, a couple $100 here or there, and can I use those dollars elsewhere? Maybe increasing coverage. Maybe there's things in your coverage.
Buying an
umbrella.
Things like that.
And that's what I like about what we do is, you're going to have a health care or health insurance, most likely, whether it's through your work or you're buying it individually. Right. And even if it's through your work, we'll be more than happy when the HR person says, hey, we've got these five plans. What do I do? We'll be more than happy to explain them to you because your HR person might not, or you're not comfortable with them. And the other beauty of that for us is then we can look at, what's your deductibles, and can we match med pay with your auto? What's your homeowners look like? There's other ways of
mix and matching
that might make a lot more sense, both from coverage and finances.
I see an effect over the last year, more so than I have previously, of past clients calling me up, said my payments are going up, and I try to explain to them, well, you did get a fix, so that's fine, but you have to look at both taxes and homeowners insurance. And it seems like it's always towards the first of the year that people have short escrows because their homeowners insurance went up and they weren't paying attention. And when you start tracking that, you start seeing that they're raising because of all the hail damage, all the wind damage, all the fire damage that they're having here. So those are going up.
Yeah, I mean, in Colorado, I mean, it's no secret that we've had quite a bit of hail. I mean, between us and Texas, and I think Oklahoma, those three states are leading the charge.
Yeah,
and the amount of money being spent by the insurance carriers, obviously it goes right to the consumer, and rates are astronomical right now. Now, I do hear from some underwriters that, on the autos in particular, that we might start seeing a little bit of stability, in the next year, that they've taken enough of the increase in that they need, and now they might be able to kind of slow down a little bit. We'll see. I mean,
people driving better, is that what you're saying?
No, it's just that there's been some, increase. There's been, 50, 60% increases in the last, probably 10 years.
Well, especially here in Denver with, the amount of people, the roads can't handle it, people's frustrations. I mean, you see it all the time.
I remember talking to an underwriter years ago, and they were talking about, our infrastructure in Denver and what separates us from, like, Kansas City, St. Louis, Louisville. You think about a trucker coming down 70. They get to Louisville, they can go around downtown. They get to St. Louis, they can go around downtown. They get to Kansas City, they can go around downtown. They get to Denver,
They got to go right through the heart.
They can either take E-470. Well, a lot of those truckers are independent contractors. So guess who's paying that toll?
They are.
They are, and they get charged per axle. So they look at it and go, you know what, I'll go right down through downtown Denver. Well, look at Interstate 70 out there, what, three lanes coming into the heart? And the other thing, too, that's complicating matters is they're starting uphill.
Yeah.
And if they have anything on, you know, any load whatsoever, then obviously they're slowing down and people get impatient and, you know, here we go. And, again, it's just, you know, the insurance companies look at that and they go, you know, the infrastructure is not, you know, as comparable to other cities, so therefore, you know, rates can be a little bit higher.
Real quick before I break, I'm talking about homeowners real quick. There have been changes over the last few years in like how the roof for your house has been insured, and it can be huge. When we come back, let's talk about that. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs whatsoever, give Kurt and his team a call at 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. Greg Lackey is our guest. and talking a little bit about our insurance, health care, some other things with home and auto. And, Greg, I brought up roofs. And I'm guessing the most expensive part, mostly of our homes. But a lot of these companies have now gone to a lot of different programs on here. And I think when we get notified from those, most of us are not good at reading and don't even know where to look on things for what changes have. And nobody likes a surprise, so help us out.
Well, I think that the reason why roofs have become so popular, you know, in a homeowner's policy, obviously, is because the amount of hail and, mm-hmm. and people are, you know, turning to that page of their homeowner's policy and going, okay, what do I have here? And sometimes that can be a surprise. There's been a lot of change, and I think there's going to be a lot more change moving forward as, again, insurance companies try to figure out, okay, we're paying out a lot here. How do we, you know, get this back in premium and so forth? But to your point, I mean, you know, is your roof there's two ways of covering the roof, actual cash value or replacement cost. What replacement cost means, if that roof costs $20,000 to replace, the insurance company says we will replace it minus the deductible. So if you have a $1,000 deductible, you get a $20,000 roof claim, you're looking at a $19,000 payout by the insurance company is what you're
pretty
looking
simple.
At. Pretty simple. Let's use that same scenario with actual cash value. You have a $20,000 roof. The insurance company says, no, we're going to cover it actual cash value. That roof is 10 years old. Insurance company says that has depreciated at $1,000 a year, so we're only going to give you $10,000.
Minus your deductible.
Minus the deductible. Exactly. Well, actually, with the ACV, it'll be $10,000.
They're going to be the 10.
They're going to do the 10,000.
So you got to come up with 10.
The deductible is the ACV.
Right.
So then the homeowner comes up with 10.
So the homeowner's got to come up with 10.
Now, the cost of those policies aren't the same, but people aren't aware of that.
Right.
I mean, they don't know if they have that.
And why wouldn't the premium be the same? Because the insurance company's not on the hook, as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, in talking to people, they'll say, well, gosh, you're $300 or $400 higher in your homeowner's policy than what I can get over here. And over here sometimes could have been calling someone on the phone, right. You know, is that's become an easy way of doing things. And again, not understanding what ACV means. So instead of getting back to my analogy with the $20,000 and having maybe a $1,000 deductible, or for that matter, even a $2,500 deductible, if you go ACV, you actually now have a $10,000 deductible.
Yeah.
So yeah, you paid
or more,
but you paid less in premium. But I would bet that. The difference in premium
didn't work out to that.
No.
Especially if you've been off the hook for a couple of years, it's going to go in.
Right.
Now, that there's also, you were talking in the break about how it can get to the point after 15 years with an insurance company. Explain that one to them.
Well, again, there are insurance companies out there that, you know, they'll look at it and say, if your roof is 15 years or older, we're going to move it to ACV, and you'll get a letter in the mail that says, you know, you're in the language can be difficult to read if you're not used to looking at insurance contracts on a daily basis, which most people are not. And that letter says that you've hit the 15-year mark, and we're now moving your policy to ACV, actual cash value. The person, when they bought that policy, had replacement cost on that policy.
Right.
Now it's changed. And unless, you know, someone's paying attention, you could get a surprise. One of the things that we do every year, when we do our renewals, you know, we meet or call our people or send them an email and say, hey, listen, you know, this is changing, that's changing, or whatever, or maybe we need to look at some other companies because of increases and so forth. But that's one of the services we provide, is helping people understand. We've got an insurance carrier here in Colorado who has just moved everything to actual cash value. And so as our clients who are with that company come up for renewal, you know, we're
explain it
to them and start looking for other options.
That's the advantage. Now, if you're a captive agent,
you have nowhere else to go.
You know, Allstate, State Farm, whatever they're doing, you have to do. You don't have the option.
It's likely not going to bring that to your attention.
No. Yeah, they're not going to tell you.
it's you know, when you don't have other options, then
they'll try to tell you all the benefits of it.
You're working for a company and not for your client.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes people make a mistake in just staying with a company? One, it's just convenient. They're used to them. They've been there 20 years. They've had that neighborhood agent. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, how often should people, you know, should it be annually, really look at those policies on everything just to check and make sure they?
I think it's good to look every year, not only, you know, if you're looking to shop it or whatever, but maybe there's been changes. You know, maybe you've added on to that house that you were talking about earlier, and you know, I forgot to notify my insurance carrier that, you know, we just added $20,000 onto this kitchen, and it used to be builder's grade, now it's custom,
Or you go out and buy a classic car.
Or you go out and buy, you know.
Got to insure more.
I always think it's good to just have conversations. And one of the things I'll do is say, hey, have you had any changes? So, you know, have you upgraded your home? You know,
bought some jewelry for your wife.
Bought some jewelry. You know, any children? You know, do we have a driver that's getting ready to turn 16? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things there that I just think an annual review, quick phone call, becomes really, really important to the consumer.
Because I tell you, I hear a lot of people all the time, you know, I'll talk to them about, especially with auto accidents, we talk about with Kevin Flesh, our attorney and stuff, and I'll say, man, you need to check this on your insurance, and they'll go, oh, I have full coverage.
Full coverage is...
Man, what a term that should be in quotes, full coverage, because a lot of people think they're covered for different things, and they're not.
What's full coverage mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the interpretation of full coverage...
Depends on whether you're saying it or I'm saying it.
Right.
I'm saying it. It's like free health care.
Right.
I don't have to pay for it.
Right.
Government pays for it. That's full.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be, and I'm not going to take this too far off subject, but we actually have politicians still thinking that everybody has a right to have free health care. I think you should have health care. But to make it to where everybody pays for it, ACA has proved that doesn't work.
Well, we were going down the road here. I guess we'll take a left here.
Well, Kurt, we can leave that alone. But
I think getting back to health real quick, you know, on the ACA and our upcoming elections in November, I find it very interesting and fascinating. You know, the philosophy that is being taken, you know, offering free health care, or you know, again, Medicare for all. Okay. Please don't be fooled by Medicare for all. Don't be fooled by that phrase. That was clever, because what they were concerned with was if they used universal health care, people would, especially people who have Medicare right now, would go, well, wait a second, you're going to take away my Medicare? So what they did is say Medicare for all, and what seniors don't understand, that means your Medicare is going away.
Yeah.
That means the whole system is changing. So please don't be fooled by that term.
Yeah. And I didn't want to take us too far because I wanted to come back to the question. When we're buying homeowners insurance, we're always looking for ways to cut that. What mm-hmm. Is there some basic things that we can do to cut our homeowners policy?
You know, I think, I think that sometimes people get confused with, you know, if they were going to sell their property, and you know, again, with prices now in Denver, I mean, going up so high. So, you know, let's say I have a property that I can sell for, you know, $500,000. And let's say that property is 1,000 square feet. Okay. Well, for $500,000, you're telling me that, you know, it's close to $400 or $500 per square foot to build, which is not the case. An insurance policy is to put the place back in its same place when that comes to material, you know, appliances, you know, everything goes back to what it was, not to make it bigger and better. Right. It's just to put it back. So am I paying? So, you know, let's say that cost is, you know, $200 a square foot on, you know, on a 1,000 square feet, we'll do the math on that, versus paying on $500,000 on my dwelling coverage. So, you know, the cost there between $200,000 and $500,000 on for premium, yeah, there could be those are ways.
Substantial difference.
Right. So, I always tell, you know, when I talk to clients, what do you think right now is the cost to rebuild? And ask a contractor on that. Now, what we can also do is we can add inflationary guards onto that policy to increase it by 25 or 50% or even higher. But adding that endorsement is going to be a lot less cost in trying to ensure that clear up to what you could sell it for.
Correct.
Because remember, if it burns down, the land is still there.
Yeah. Yeah, the cost to the buy the house isn't the same as the cost to replace the home.
Correct.
And I was going to mention that because when we get homeowners insurance policies, they have replacement cost up to 125%, but they don't count the land. They're only counting the house might sell for $400,000, but it only costs $300,000 to build the land. So the insurance on the house is $360,000.
The other thing, too, that happens is every insurance company has what they call a cost estimator.
Yes.
So we take all the information of the house, you know, square footage, basement finished, how old's the roof,
yep.
You know, is the plumbing, electricity, has that been updated? And we put all that into the estimator, and it will shoot back to us what they think that should be insured to.
Right.
And as long as it's insured to that value, the insurance company is fine. You know, they're going to look at it and go, okay, what you don't want to do is insure it under that, because then you get into co-insurance, and that's a very complicated subject for people to understand.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We have a few more minutes here left with Greg. Again, if you've got any questions or comments, 303-477-5600. This is Haystack Help Radio.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600, or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Well, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Greg Lackey is with us and talking a little bit of insurance things here with home, auto, health, all of that. And I was just telling the guys here during the break, we could talk several hours about this. A lot to know, a lot of questions. But, Greg, just what challenge would you have for people out there in just getting to know their policies? And, hey, take a few minutes. It's worth it. I mean, it's a declaration page, I think. Now, not that I'm going to understand that anymore by looking at it, but it's best just to have it, just to look at it and try to understand what you got going on. If you need help, they can call you.
Absolutely. And again, you know, you can give us a call, or, you know, like I said, you can go online and go to insureaig.com or call us at 720-330-0543, 720-330-0543. And we'll do a, you know, you mentioned earlier, complimentary analysis of it. And like I said, sometimes we can't help.
Sure.
And we'll tell you that. I mean, look, you're better off right where you are.
Right.
But give us a call again, or we will mark it down and to give you a call back, because at some point,
Something's going to change.
Yeah. Well, 56% of the people don't shop. Pick up the phone.
This is a five.
Find out if what you got is good.
Yeah, we're going to do all the work. We just need some information. And again, you know, a lot of just your deck pages, that because it gives us all the information on there. Then we're going to just do apples to apples. Mm-hmm. We're not going to try to, you know, increase it or sell you on, yeah, you got to do this, you got to do that. It's a simple conversation.
Right.
And it's amazing to me, and you know, when you gave me the sheet of paper that informed me of some things, that what I think might be covered aren't covered. Some of the things that people assume are covered, and one of them you talked about was heavy rains that fill your basement.
Well, again, water and sewer backup on a homeowner's policy.
That's one, but we're just talking heavy rains.
Yeah, heavy rains, you know, a flood is not covered. Flood's never
unless
covered.
Unless you buy flood insurance.
Flood insurance is separate. That's a separate deal that
down or coming up. Yeah, there's two
different
things.
Exactly. It's backed
it's
up
in there coming up, okay.
Right.
If it's coming down,
right,
it's a problem. And what are some of the other things that most people might think are covered but aren't?
You know, one of the things, you know, you're talking about homeowners policies, and, you know, that I see where, you know, maybe there's a lack of coverage. I just had one the other day where water and sewer backup was not included on that policy, and it was actually a person that had called me. I did a quick analysis, and I said, listen, you've got a good rate, but here's what I would do. I would call your agent and say, get water and sewer backup added onto that policy, because right now you do not have coverage. And I explained to them what that means, and they went, oh, my gosh. Now, they're going to stay with their same person,
right,
because the cost makes sense for them.
Right.
But, you know,
they didn't have the coverage.
The other place that I see is on liability coverage on vehicles, on property damage. I see a lot of policies, 25, 50,000 as a limit on property damage, which means if I'm going down the road and I create an accident, what's the cost of a new Tahoe these days? Do you think 50,000 will cover it? So, I mean, increasing that, you know, up to 100 is minimal dollars.
Yeah.
And so you want to exchange a $50, $100 increase for, you know, 20 or 25,000 that it could cost you?
Because you still got to take care of that liability.
Yeah, you're still going to be on the hook.
Yeah.
So just some simple things.
But I think that shows why you want to sit down with somebody to go through this, because the internet's great to go on and look things up, become familiar with things, but the last thing you want to do is go, to me, buy some policy on there, because there's nobody asking you questions to make you think about, you know. It's kind of like this LegalZoom and all these deals, and I'm not saying it's all bad, but I'm just saying I've heard of people doing estate plans on there. Well, nobody's there to ask them, well, what about this or what about this? And then when something happens, I mean, they're at a huge loss because nobody was there to ask them, what about your extenuating circumstances in certain areas?
Can't buy everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or just educate. You know, just educate people on their policy and let them ask questions. You know, that again, that's what we try to do. You know, Scott, I remember a wise guy telling me this.
Kurt, what'd you tell him?
It was Kurt. When you try to save $100, right, it'll cost you two.
Sure.
And that's Boy, how true is that?
It truthfully does. Now, we have been talking about homeowners and about health care. What about car insurance? What are some of the important features you think most people should have on auto insurance?
Well, again, getting back to that, you know, the property damage on liability. I think liability is always the biggest thing on a car. You know, cost of cars, obviously, they're expensive, but, you know, a liability lawsuit can be very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that can start bringing into, you know, your other assets, you know.
Because they'll come after wherever they see the money.
Yeah, and, you know, again, if you were unfortunate enough to be involved in something like that, you want a lawyer chasing the insurance policy and not you.
Right. MedPay, huge, and we don't have time to get into all that, but MedPay, uninsured motorists, underinsured motorists, really three things to pay attention. I mean, I had $5,000 for MedPay, found out I could get $25,000 for MedPay, and I think it was like less than $100 a year.
Yeah, it's really
$8 a month.
Yeah. Okay. So get with your agent, check out these things, and make sure that you've got the coverage. Because I'm telling you, we had a guy in our church recently, real quick, that had an accident. The guy that hit him had $25,000 policy limit. He had $100,000, okay, my friend, but his medical bills were about $300,000. Had he had uninsured, underinsured, you know, $500,000, something like that, could have been a lot better off.
Exactly.
Or umbrella policies, inexpensive, and do just what they talk about.
An easy way to increase the liability over everything.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, thank you, bud.
Always, thank you.
Information. Accelerated Insurance Group, 720-330-0543. And Affordable Interest Mortgage, our good friends there. Give them a call if you got any mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Most of all, thank you for listening today. Again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.